Hello and welcome. It is Opening the Peaceful Heart, a call for love. I'm Karen Hager. Kathy is under the weather, so I will be your solo host for today's meditation. The piece that I'll share with you today is one that Kathy wrote a few years ago, and I love the evocation of autumn, of harvest, and the feeling of coming home that this time of year can bring us. We'll be together for about 15 minutes, and tomorrow you'll receive a link to the recording if you've signed up for reminders from us at openpeacefulheart.com. So let's open our circle, and when we do that, we're joining in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. Let's breathe in and ground ourselves. We'll imagine as we breathe in that we're connecting to the grounding energy of the earth. And as you breathe out, whenever you're ready, let that connection, your safety, the rightness of you as a physical being here on earth, let that fill you. On the next in-breath that feels right, imagine connecting to the inspirational energy of Source. And as you breathe out, when you're ready, let that connection, your vision, your perception, the rightness of you as a spiritual being here on earth, let that fill you. So that you breathe in and connect with the earth. Breathe out when you're ready. Breathe in and connect with spirit. Breathe out when you're ready. And now we're grounded and ready to begin. Imagine that you are walking through the woods, carrying a large wicker basket. It's evening, not quite dark, and the air has the brisk coolness of autumn. Soon you come to a clearing with a small wooden cabin. There are many candles burning inside, lighting up every window. Inside, there's a roaring fire in the fireplace, and it's warm and cozy. Someone you love, perhaps someone you haven't seen in a while, is already there. She is the one who started the fire and placed all the candles in the windows. There's a large table in the middle of the open room, and you place the basket down and give your friend a warm embrace. It's getting darker outside, and one by one more people arrive. They're bringing the colorful harvest of this season. Soon the table in the cabin is loaded, and your harvest chakra ceremony can begin. You invite one another to gather at the table, holding hands. You each take an apple from the table. This red, ripe fruit represents your root chakra, located at the base of your spine. As you breathe in and hold that apple, you feel your roots burrowing down into the ground, just as the roots of the apple tree hold it fast to the earth. The root chakra is what keeps you balanced. If you're feeling anxious or excessively worried, come back to concentrate on this area, on this rootedness to the earth, to help you feel grounded and whole. Take a moment, maybe bend your knees slightly if you're standing. Think of the color red and really feel yourself grounded and centered on the earth. There are small orange pumpkins at each corner of the table. These represent your sacral chakra located between your hips. You can feel the roundness of the pumpkins, just like your lower belly might be round and smooth. When this chakra's in balance, creativity flows, passion is clear and clean. When it's out of balance, we create drama and things get twisted. Place your hand on your lower belly and breathe peace and untangling into this chakra. Yellow squash and gourds fill the basket you brought. Take one and feel its bumpy skin, its slightly prickly stem. The yellow is flecked with orange and green. This represents your solar plexus chakra between your navel and your sternum. Your solar plexus chakra gives us the oomph we need to take action with integrity. If you're feeling indecisive or unclear about what to do next, this space may need some love and attention. This chakra is the center of self-confidence and self-esteem. When it's in balance, we feel positive about our lives and take action to build paths to achieving our goals and creating a better life. Place your hand above your navel and take a moment to think of the color yellow and feel the sunshine of a glorious, clear autumn day. Also in the basket are bunches of round green grapes. You take a bunch, pull off a juicy grape, and pass the grapes to the person next to you. Everyone enjoys the sweetness. This is your heart chakra, and it's associated with peace, compassion, empathy, awareness, forgiveness. Overwhelming feelings of fear, grief, anger, hatred, jealousy keep us stuck when our heart chakra is not in balance. Put your hand on your heart chakra, which is right in the middle of your chest. Think of the color green and breathe love and peace into your beautiful heart. Now imagine the brightness of a clear fall day. In many parts of the northern hemisphere, the sky really is bluer in autumn because of the way light scatters, especially in the hours before sunset. Think of yourself raising your voice and singing to that blue, blue sky. Perhaps looking up through orange and red-leaved tree branches to bring your voice in harmony with the universe. Blue is the color of your throat chakra. When it is out of balance, we feel we can't express ourselves, or we say too much, but we're ineffective in our communication. We may feel misunderstood. When we bring this chakra back into balance, we can speak our inner truth. Imagine the color blue as you breathe in and then out with a cleansing breath, opening your throat. Go ahead and make some noise as you breathe out. As the blue sky of day turns to the indigo sky of night, focus on your third eye chakra. It's right above your eyebrows, right in the middle of your forehead. This is a portal for your intuition, your wisdom, your spiritual power. When the third eye chakra is blocked, we may be confused and feel unable to connect to our intuition. Imagine that you can look up through the skylight of this cabin and see the indigo night sky as you feel your third eye opening to the wisdom and intuition always available to you. The seventh and highest chakra is your crown chakra. It's the gateway to the energy of the universe. Open up to the violet-white light of this chakra, which is right up at the top of your head, and let that light flow out toward the silvery stars in that indigo sky. If this chakra is unbalanced, sometimes we feel depressed and disconnected to others and to the outside world. But when our crown chakra's balance, we can feel that connection to everything with the understanding of our wholeness and oneness. Think of the color violet and imagine that light flowing up through the cabin, through the trees, and up into the dark night sky. Let's take 3 minutes in silence just to check in with all the energy centers of your body. Where are you in flow? Where is energy moving slowly or feeling stuck? With gentleness and ease, just in this 3 minutes, feel yourself opening to greater peace, to greater inspiration, to greater grounding. We'll take 3 minutes. I'm going to play some music so that we don't get disconnected from the call. 3 minutes. As we come back together, let's bring ourselves down now, starting with that violet crown in the night sky, moving down to our indigo third eye, into the blue vibrations of your throat and the bright autumn sky, to the green heart center and those beautifully rounded grapes, your yellow solar plexus, the gorgeous bright squash, the orange sacral chakra of those rounded pumpkins in the lower belly, and your red apple root, bringing all of that energy down, down into the ground where you are rooted and whole, fed and grateful for the harvest of the bountiful Mother Earth. And with that, we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up for emails from us, you'll get an email with a link to the recording by tomorrow evening, and you can always access tons and tons. I think there's 2 years' worth of recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. Share that link with your friends. Share this resource with your friends. Invite people onto these calls. The more, the merrier. If you want to share feedback or comments, please do. You can find me. I'm Karen at karenhager.com, or just reply to one of the emails we send, and it will get to us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations. If you have extra time for prayer, for good vibrations, for supportive energy, send it Kathy's way for her healing. Please mark your calendars now to join us on Sunday, November 6th, same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during this 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. I truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. And until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.